Mr. Will Fork, how are we doing today?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
You know what? We're doing all right. What was the big difference? Why the defensive line putting so much pressure and having results off of it yesterday with the quarterback?
I think, you know, we just challenged one another. Going in and watching film from previous weeks. And each week we're getting better and better. And then that's one thing we noticed, and we knew we had to be effective up front, especially in the passing game, to help our DBs out. I think our DBs play very, very well. Even, guys had to step up that, really haven't had the playing time experience. Guys had to go out there and play, and then we had the end of the game. We saw Julian Edelman actually getting a little time out there. So I think everybody rose to the occasion, and just took it upon themselves to get better, with the preparation and actually going out and executing our game plan, which was get the pressure on Sanchez and make him make some bad decisions. And I think we did that for the most part. So just one thing we have to continue to do. You have to find a way to win ball games in November and December to be an effective team. And our good teams do that. So if we want to be a good team, we're going to have to, start doing a lot more of that around here.
Vince, you're one of the links between the present and the past. I mean, you won a championship in 04. You saw the undefeated regular season in 07, and obviously you're here now. But a lot of guys haven't been through this. They don't understand that, three-game losing streaks around here are pretty rare. It happens once a decade. Did you have any questions? I'm not saying doubts, but did you have any questions about how some of these guys were going to respond, some of your new teammates, because they haven't been in this situation? Did you think about that during the week, saying, yeah, go ahead.
No, not at all, because I know how tough of a football team we have with the young guys and different faces. From a mental standpoint and just a professional standpoint, you got a bunch of guys that they might not have been in these big games or been around here for a long time, but they have a mind frame of a champion, of a warrior. And each week they believe in what we're doing. As long as you believe in what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish, you'll be successful. So it wasn't a surprise to me that we actually got back on track. And like I say, each week we're getting better. Even the games that we've lost, we'd have made some steps in the right direction, even though, we lost those ball games. But it's some positive things that we can take away from those games. So each week everybody goes in, what do I have to do individually to make the team better? And that's where it's been all this year. That's what it's going to continue to be. But there's no doubt in my mind that we can all step up, especially right now. In November and December, you have to win ball games. That's where everything is counting in certain situations in a ball game. But in November and December, you're going to have to play some good football teams. You're going to have to play some good football to be successful in those months. And if you can do that, you can set yourselves up pretty well. So that's one thing that we stress around there, and everybody get it. You have guys around that locker room that really haven't been around a lot, but you still have Tom. You have Kevin Falls. You got Logan. You have Light. You have a bunch of guys around there that been in some big games. And with all us combined and with the coaching staff combined, basically just, pulling and gelling everyone together, they believe in what we're doing. And once you get results with a win like this, it's not hard, to believe in what we're doing.
I got to give it to you, because you've been telling us this every week, and the makeup of this team. The individuals, and you've been telling us every week they're mentally tough. And I don't think it's been BS for on the air, because you've even said it off the air. You watch, we're going to get our act together because we've got tough guys down there. But you also said that a big problem had been communication. It didn't look like you had any communication problems in that game last night. Why? What happened?
Because that's one thing that we wanted to attack. Going into this past week, we said one of the things we have to do is play good in the red area, good on third down, and communication. Those three areas, I think we were pretty decent. And at times, even on the quarterback draw, I'm at my line checking and, seeing, look at the back and everything, and I just looked around. Guys was talking, and everybody was on the same page. And when you're on the same page, even if you got the wrong play call, but if everyone is on the same page, you will be okay. And that's what we stress. And know what? We went out this week. We had a great week of practice. Anytime we have a good week of practice, we always perform better in the games. And I think it was just guys going out, communicating, knowing exactly what to get, certain situations, handling the situations, just being effective and then executing our game plan. That's what it came down to. And we fixed those problems in practice. But that's another thing that each week we have to get better at. We just can't, you know, 1 week do it, 1 week don't do it. We have to always do it, communicate, because what we do a lot, we have a lot of checks. We go in and out of defenses. So that's why you see a lot of people that come and go from this team. They really don't get it because we have a lot of moving parts. And, I mean, you have to be on your toes. But these guys are. You know, they work very, very hard. We meet a lot. We talk about it a lot. We go over things a lot. And we take it upon ourselves as players without the coaches, hey, to go over some certain situation that we think that may be a problem for us. And we took that initiative last week, and it worked out for the best.
Vince, was there any talk of or any effect from the release of Albert Haynesworth?
Not at all. Not at all. And like I said, once we release him, you know, the ball going to continue to roll with or without whoever was on board. And that's the way the game goes. You know, it happens all the time. So we can't worry about what happens because everybody in the league will go through that at some point. But the ball don't stop. You know, it's always going to keep on rolling, and you can't let that affect anything that you're doing, you know, to be successful. So that was a non-issue once it happened with us, because we know the bigger picture was going into New York. We lost two games in a row, and then going on a road primetime game against a division rival. We knew that challenge ahead of us, so we was focused on going in and playing good football.
Haynesworth goes out yesterday, has five or six tackles in the game for Tampa Bay. Why didn't it work here?
I have no clue. I mean, you might have to ask him that question. I can't answer that, you know, and I'm not going to try to figure an answer. You know, each his own. Only thing I can do is what can I do to be better, effective on the team, on the field, or what I have with me, what can we do, you know? Some people have different reasons for their success. So I can't pinpoint one thing or the other about, you know, why he wasn't successful here. But I wish him all the luck in his future. The guy got potential. He definitely have potential. So I just wish him luck the rest of his career, you know.
What happened on the 15-yard penalty that you got?
A little scuffle. It ain't nothing. A little scuffle. When you're playing the division game, and you're going to have those. You're going to have those. But one thing I would not allow is, you know, for guys to be pushing us around and actually sit back and not do anything about it. That will not happen.
Now, wait a minute. Now, see, I got to tell you. Now, I'm wrong on this. I'm going to have to apologize to a caller, because a caller said, you know what, I was happy to see the fight in the defense. And Vince, I liked what Vince did. I said, well, I don't think Vince would be happy with what Vince did because he got a penalty. And the caller said, oh, no, there's some fight there. So, are do you feel bad about the penalty, or do you think, hey, that was necessary in that situation?
No, I mean, anytime you get the penalty, of course, you know, it always put the team in a bad situation. But at the same time, I'm not going to go out and get pushed around and get bullied. That will not happen, not on my watch. So I feel bad about the penalty, like I said, because it affects us as a team. But at the same time, you're not just going to come out and just think you're going to bully and push us around, and we're not going to do nothing about it. You got the wrong person here.
I saw a couple of nice right hooks, though. You weren't trying to fill the void left by the passing of Joe Frazier?
Nah. You know what? I thought about it, but nah.
A couple of good right hooks. I saw it.
What started it? Because it looked initially like
– there's a lot of pushing and shoving. You know, in the game that close, like I said, with the division – yeah, guys get scuffled all the time. I mean, scuffle is that's part of football. That's part of sports. You're gonna get scuffles. So I didn't think much of it afterwards, and you know, I'm not thinking much of it now. So I mean, it happens. You know, it's very seldom that you go through a division game or a big game and you don't have a pushing match or a shoving match. You just don't have those, especially when you have two physical football teams, two tough football teams just going at it. It's just bound to happen at some point. So, but obviously, it was, you know, he cost us 15 yards, which, you know, cost the team. So, I'm upset about that. But at the same time, I won't back down from no one.
Now, you told me a while ago, you know, in your illustrious grade school and high school career, you did many things. You kicked, play running back, receiver, quarterback, all over the place.
Played it all.
Yeah, but I'm guessing you never had 4.5 sacks in a game like Andre Carter did.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't have that. But you know what? I'm so happy and I'm so proud of Andre because, you know, here's a guy that been around the league for a while, been in some different organizations, and he lands here. And, you know, and he'll tell you, he thought his career was over after last year. But for him to come, and I'm telling you, this guy works like a machine. I see this dude day in and day out just work as a machine. And I'm just happy for him because all the work he put in, he deserves it. If you go back and look at the film all this year, this dude should be leading the league in sacks. I mean, he done missed more sacks than he had, and he know it. Yeah, can we talk about it all the time? But this guy's a machine. The work he put in, that's what he expects. That's what I expect. And it's just happy to see someone with a motor like that and someone that come from a different organization and on to the Patriots and have the success that he has. Because you know what? He put a lot of work into it. I mean, he want to learn. You know, we talk all the time. He always asking me questions. And you know what? And I'm to the point, it's like, I'm talking to him, you know. So that's one guy on the field where I feel very, very, very confident in any situation. Any situation that we are put in, I feel comfortable being with him on the field. And that makes our team a lot better. It makes our defense a lot better when we have a guy like that going out and performing the way he performed and to prepare the way he prepared. It makes us just rally around him. So it's not like I'm pulling all the weight by myself or Mayo pulling all the weight or Evan pulling all the weight by himself. We add an extra guy with the experience that he has and being in different schemes and different organizations. He's with us now. And just to see him work in practice, you know what, you have to respect his game. And
well, you know, we're not allowed to see practice. We are the evil media, so we are shut out. But who's he similar to in terms of, you know, you play with a lot of great players in your career, Vince. Who's he similar to in terms of his work ethic or his motor? Anybody come to mind?
Vrabel was very, very – I compare him to Vrabel. Vrabel just had it. Because Vrabel was always in the game. He was always in position to make – he would always – be that guy when we needed a player's life. He was always around him. And I put him towards that area because Vrabel was always on the field. No matter what the situation may be, even on offense, Vrabel was on the field. And he have a motor like Raves. Raves, you rarely see Raves out of a game unless something hurt him. But other than that, he's a soldier. He was a warrior. And that's what Andre brings. He brings that to us. I mean, he's every bit of that. And I'm just happy to have this guy on my side of the ball because he gives us a spark on defense. He definitely gives us a spark on defense. He gives me a spark on defense because when I look at a guy like that work, it makes me want to work harder. It makes the guy next to me want to work harder. It makes the back end want to work harder. And it just helps us as a defense. And I think by him doing that, it'll take us in good places if we continue to play the way we've been playing.
All right, Vince, I got to believe the defense feels a lot better about themselves today. You can help Vince and EMD Millerpore tackle diabetes this season. To sign up and find out how you can meet Vince at a VIP reception and have chances to win amazing prizes like tickets and memorabilia every week just by donating to the cause, go to jocelyn.org/Wilfork. jocelyn.org/Wilfork. EMD Millerpore is a division of Merck KGaA of Germany. Hey, by the way, does that purple vest, does that come with a complete suit?
Yeah, that's a complete suit.
Complete suit. All right.
I was a little hot, so I didn't put it on.
Yeah, no, it looked good.
It was more lilac than purple, I would think.
Lilac, purple.
Look purple. It's whatever you want to call it. That's one of my favorite suits. I like the way.
You know what? Hey, listen.
Wear
some guys,
whatever you want.
Vince, you got to teach Glenn. Maybe you got to teach Glenn some fashion. Because, you know.
Well, that's why I asked.
Everybody just can't pull that off. So maybe you got to give Glenn some pointers. Hook him up. Hook him up with your tailor or something. Why don't you hook him up?
I'll hook you up one of these days.
Thanks, Vince. All right, bud. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Good luck next Monday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.